Luke chapter 7. Verse 13 and 14.
13节,
Enter by the narrow gate, for the wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And there are many who go in by it. Verse 14.
14节.
Because narrow is the gate, and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it.
13节, 你们要进窄门，因为引到灭亡，那门是宽的，路是大的，进去的人也多。14节，引到永生，那门是窄的，路是小的，找着的人也少。
Matthew chapter 5 to chapter 7 is the first recorded message of Jesus' sermon.
从马太福音的第五章到第七章是在记录主耶稣最先开始的讲道历程。
So these three chapters consider as the constitution of God's kingdom.
这三章呢是在讲神国的建立。
And before Jesus gave the sermon, he talked about the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
主耶稣在开始讲道的时候讲到神国是
近，天国近。
天国近了。
Jesus Christ bring the kingdom of heaven down to the earth.
主耶稣将天国带到 地面上来。
And the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy.
所以神的国就是公义、和平和怜悯。
It is a wonderful blessing God gave us.
那是神美好的祝福给人的。
And in Matthew chapter 7, we just read, Jesus talked about there are two kinds of gate.
刚刚我们读到的主耶稣说有两种门。
One is a narrow gate, one is a wide gate.
一个是窄门，一个是宽的门。
We know gate is a crucial point to go into a room.
我们知道那个门就是一个重要的关口，让我们能够进入一个房子。
If we want to have part with the kingdom of heaven, we have to go through the gate.
如果我们要进入神的国，我们必须要经过这个门。
And then, the wide gate is easy to be identified and easy to get in.
那个宽的门很容易就能够找得到，也很容易进入。
But the narrow gate is difficult to find and it's difficult to get in.
那个窄门很难找到，而且也很难进入。
And what is the narrow gate and what is the wide gate?
什么是宽的门？什么是窄的门呢？
From the teaching of the Bible, we can find there are two verses can represent the wide gate and narrow gate.
在圣经里面，我们可以看到两个经节来告诉我们什么是宽的门，什么是窄的门。
Romans chapter 10, verse 10.
请翻开罗马书第十章第十节。
Book of Romans chapter 10, verse 10.
罗马书第十章第十节。罗马书十章十节，因为人心里面相信，就可以称义；口里承认，就可以得救。
Here the Bible mentions, if you believe in your heart and confess in your mouth, that you can be saved.
在这里讲到，如果我们心里相信，口里承认，我们就能够得救。
This is the most widely proclaimed message among the Christianity.
这是很广泛的一个宣告，成为一个基督徒。
You don't have to pay any price.
你并不需要付任何的代价。
If you believe Jesus is the Savior,
如果你相信主耶稣是你的救主
，and confess, we are sinner.
而且承认我们是一个罪人
，and you are saved.
那我们就能够得救。
So this message has been widely accepted.
这个信息呢，很多人都能够接受。
It's a gate to go into God's kingdom.
这就是进入神国的一个门。
However, there are another verse seldomly being quoted in the Bible.
但是还有另外一个经文。
John chapter 3, verse 5.
在约翰福音第三章第五节。
John chapter 3, verse 5.
约翰福音第三章第五节。约翰福音第三章第五节，耶稣说：“我实实在在的告诉你，人若不从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。”
Unless one is born of water and spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
这里说，人除非是从水跟圣灵生，要不然就不能进入神的国。
Most of the Christians, if you ask him about John chapter 3, verse 5, they have no idea about it.
很多的基督徒，你问他有关这个经节，他们都不知道。
But Jesus said, unless you are born of water and spirit, you have no part with the kingdom of God.
主耶稣说，如果你没有从水跟圣灵生，你跟神的国没有份。
So this is considered narrow gate.
这个就是所谓的窄门。
To enter the kingdom of God, there are two prerequisites we have to fulfill.
我们要进入这个窄门，就有两个必须要符合的条件。
First is born of water.
第一个就是要从水生。
It's a washing of regeneration.
那就是将我们让我们重生的洗。
The second is renewal of the Holy Spirit.
那就是从圣灵的更新。
Not many people know it.
并不很多人知道这个道理。
Even a lot of Christians, they know this verse, but they refuse to go into this narrow gate.
那很多的基督徒，他们虽然知道这个经节，但是他们却拒绝来进入这个窄门。
Because it's considered too complicated, too difficult.
因为他们觉得太困难，也太复杂了。
We have to receive the water baptism exactly according to the requirement of the Bible.
我们必须要接受水洗，是完全根据圣经的教导来施洗的。
And then we have to pray for Holy Spirit.
而且我们必须要求圣灵。
And after receiving the Holy Spirit, we have to rely on the help of the Holy Spirit to renew ourselves.
当我们得到圣灵之后，我们还需要来依靠着圣灵的更新来指引我们的路。
So, even though.Many Christians heard about this verse, but they did not want to go into it.
虽然很多基督徒他们都听到这个经节，但是他们却拒绝来进入这个窄门。
But if you go back to the Matthew chapter 7,
我们翻回来马太福音第七章。
Yeah. After we go into the narrow gate.
当我们经过这个窄门
the way is narrow.
当我们经过窄门，那个路是窄的。
And then when a person go into the wide gate,
当有些人他经过这个宽的门的时候
the way is broad.
那个路是宽的。
We know the broad way is very easy to walk.
那我们走在那个宽的路上是很容易的。
So many people they choose to use the easy gate, walk on the broad way.
很多人都选择那个容易走，而且走在那个宽的道路上。
Not many people try to choose the narrow gate and walk on the narrow way.
很少人愿意去选择那个窄门，走在窄的路上。
Because we have to pay a higher price.
因为我们必须要付比较高的代价。
But what is wisdom?
那什么是智慧？
Wisdom to use the conclusion of the decision, try to help us to make a right decision.
那智慧就是能够用这个结论来指引我们去做一个对的选择。
If we choose the narrow gate,
如果我们选择那个窄门的决定
walk on the narrow path,
那走那个狭窄的路程
we have to pay a price.
我们必须要付代价。
But the conclusion is eternal life.
但是那个代价就是得到永生。
But if we choose the wide gate,
如果我们选择那个宽的路
walk on the broad way,
我们走在宽的我们选择宽的门
we
走在宽的路上
we don't have to pay a price, it's an easy way to be a Christian.
我们并不需要付什么代价却是很容易的成为一个基督徒
But the end of the way is destruction.
但是在那个路的终点却是毁灭。
So what is wisdom?
那什么是智慧？
We look into the conclusion of the final destination of the way.
我们没有看到那个最后路程的终点。
We look into the final destination of the way and to help us to make a right decision.
当我们看到那个路的终点，能够帮助我们来做一个正确的选择。
And this is called wisdom.
这个就是所谓的智慧。
And then in the Matthew chapter 5 to chapter 7, let's try to understand what is so-called broad way, what is so-called the narrow way.
从马太福音第五章到第七章，我们要来看看什么是窄门，什么是宽的门。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 5.
请翻开马太福音第五章。
Matthew chapter 5 from verse 1 to 12.
从第一节到十二节，马太福音第五章第一节到十二节。
It's talk about beatitude.
这里讲到八福。
Eight different kind of blessing.
八种不同的神的祝福。
So when Jesus Christ talk about the kingdom of God is at hand, the first thing he's talk about blessing.
主耶稣他在讲到的时候，第一个他所讲的就是神的祝福。
Jesus came to the world filled with blessing and the truth.
主耶稣他来到这个世界上是带给我们祝福跟智慧。
That is the reason Jesus Christ came to the world.
那是主耶稣来到世间的最主要的目的。
He want to bring us blessing.
他要带给我们祝福。
So today, why do we believe in Jesus?
所以今天为什么我们信主耶稣？
Because we want to receive blessing from him.
因为我们要能够承受神给我们的祝福。
But if we look carefully into the beatitude,
如果我们很仔细的看这八福，
all the blessing is not related to something material.
所以我们如果仔细看，这八福是跟世界上的东西没有关系。
This is called invaluable blessing.
这个就是无价的宝贝。
Which you cannot obtain by the money.
这种福气是用金钱买不到的。
So it's invaluable.
所以是无价的。
What is the first blessing?
什么是第一个福气呢？
The kingdom of God.
第一个福气就是天国的福气。
This is a blessing.
这个就是神的祝福。
While we are leaving the world, we are part with the kingdom of heaven.
为什么我们住在世上，我们却是跟神国有份呢？
Jesus Christ, the kingdom of God is in your heart.
主耶稣说，神的国就是在你的心中。
And the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy.
主耶稣说，神的国就是公义。和平跟喜乐。
If we really receive the kingdom of God,
如果我们真的得到神的国，
we will be a righteous person.
我们就会是一个行公义的人。
We will be a very peaceful person.
我们的内心很平安。
We will be a very joyful person.
我们也非常喜乐。
Yeah, and this is invaluable.
这是无价的。
So, kingdom of God, the first blessing is Beatitude, first blessing in the kingdom of God.
所以我们说神的天国的祝福，第一个就是第一个福气就是天国的福气。
The second blessing.
第二个福气。
In verse 4.
在第四节。
They will be comforted.
那我们会得到从神来的安慰。
A lot of people actually in the life.Experience a lot of frustration, anxiety.
很多人在生活当中有很多的失望。 跟挫折。
To be comforted by God is really a very wonderful experience.
那我们能够得到从神来的安慰是非常美好的。
And then the third blessing to inherit the earth.
那第三个祝福就是能够承受承受地土。
We know if we have a piece of land, we are considered a rich person.
我们知道在世上，如果我们能够拥有一块地，我们是很富足的。
And Canaan is a land filled with honey and milk.
那迦南地呢，是牛奶与蜜的地方。
And what does Canaan mean?
什么意思叫迦南地
？It's God's kingdom.
这就是神的国。
So our religious belief eventually will make us rich in faith.
我们知道我们的宗教信仰最后是要让我们富足的。
And that kind of richness is something, is not something material or something outside.
在神国的富足并不是世上的富足，而是
That richness is referring to the inner heart.
那就是表现在我们的内心。
Because the kingdom of God fulfilled in the heart, we feel so satisfied, we feel so content.
我们知道在神的国我们内心感到非常的满足那就是从神国的 福气
that is a spiritual richness
那个就是属灵的福气
and next one verse 6 they will be fulfilled
第六节讲到就是得到满足
You know, so many people are so busy in pursue something in the world.
很多人在世上都一直在追求很许多的事。
But the final answer for the fulfillment is coming from God.
但是最后的满足是从神来的。
When we have God,
当我们有神
we can really be fulfilled in the heart.
我们的内心才能够得到真正的饱足。
When I visited Africa,
当我去非洲访问的时候
I took a picture.
我照了一张相。
The RE class was held under a tree.
我照了一张相，那个宗教教育是在一棵树下举行的。
There was no carpet, there was no chair, there was no air condition, there was no window.
他们在树下没有地毯。也没有冷气
But all the kids laughing so happy.
他们也没有桌椅可以坐，但是小朋友都笑得非常开心。
They are so joyful.
他们非常喜乐。
But they have nothing.
但是他们并没有很多物质上的东西。
So is that possible we live a very simple life and very joyful life?
那我们过一个非常简单，非常富足的生活是可能的吗？
We can see the answer from the people in Africa.
我们可以从非洲的人的生活上得到答案。
It's absolutely possible.
那是绝对可能的。
But you have to go through the right way.
但是我们必须要走一个正确的方向。
That way is not from the world. That way is come from Jesus Christ.
那条路不是从世上来的，却是从神来的。
And next blessing.
下一个是
to obtain mercy.
所以我们可以必蒙连续。
You know, sometimes the changing of an outer circumstance is out of our own control.
我们知道外在环境的改变常常不是我们能够控制得了。
We can plan for the future, but that kind of changing is out of our control.
我们可以为我们的未来来打算，但是很多的结果并不是我们能够控制的。
So that kind of changing outer unexpected factor makes a lot of worry.
在外在环境的改变常常会造成我们内心的忧虑。
So what should we do?
那我们该怎么办呢？
The answer is here.
那这个答案在这里。
Obtain mercy.
所以我们可以从神那边得到连续。
If God has mercy on us,
如果神连续我们
He will listen our prayer.
他会垂听我们的祷告。
If God has mercy on us,
如果神怜悯我们
He will bless us with abundant blessing.
他会赐给我们 很丰盛的祝福。
So we have no worry, not because in the future, it was nothing changed. We have no worry because God has mercy on us.
因为神连续我们，所以我们对我们的未来就没有没有担忧。
So this is a blessing.
这就是神的从神来的福气。
And the next one.
下一个。
To see God.
我们可以见到神。
The utmost experience of as a human being is to see God.
我们身为一个人，能够最大的一个喜乐就是能够见到神。
And that kind of excitement, that kind of joy, that kind of fulfillment is beyond our comprehension.
当我们见到神的时候，我们内心的满足、喜乐。是没有办法形容的。
So once we have this kind of experience,
如果我们有这样子的经验，
nobody can tell us there is no God.
如果我们有这样的经验，没有任何人可以告诉我们说神不存在。
Because I have already seen God.
因为我已经见到神了。
So this is a wonderful experience.
这是非常美好的经验。
And the last blessing.
那最后一个祝福呢？
The last second one, the Son of God.
那就是成为神的儿女。
It is a very noble status.
这是非常尊贵的一个身份。
Even Nazareth.
就算是拉撒路。
Who was a beggar.
他是一个乞丐。
But he was the Son of God.
他却是神的儿子。
He was very noble in the eyes of God.
在神的眼中，他是非常尊贵的。
The Bible says, God sent the angel to guide and protect all His children.
在圣经上讲说，神他差派天使来看顾他的儿女。
So, from the very short temporal point of view, Nazareth may be a very difficult.
我们如果从世间的从世间的眼光来看，拉撒路好像很可怜。
But eventually, he enjoyed everlasting blessing.
但是事实上，最后他却是得到一个永生的一个祝福。
But in order to obtain all this blessing,
那我们能够得到这所有的福气。
There are many requirements.
那有很多的必要条件。
So-called the narrow way, is a price we have to pay in order to get the blessing.
我们所谓的窄门，我们必须要付代价才能够得到这些的祝福。
And the first blessing, is coming from, verse 3.
第一个条件就是在第三节。
Poor in spirit.
就是在属灵上。非常的贫穷。
Regardless how many things we have, outward.
不管在外在的环境，我们拥有多少。
Poor in spirit means inside our heart, we feel I have nothing.
那在属灵上的贫穷，就是说我们内心非常的贫穷。
Poor means nothing. You are having nothing, empty.
那就是我们内心没有拥有什么。
This is the most difficult part.
这是非常困难的一个条件。
Poor in spirit.
那就是在属灵上的贫穷。
So we have to strive hard to make ourselves poor in spirit.
所以我们必须要很努力的，才能够让我们的内心很贫穷。
So we are able to get into the kingdom of heaven.
那才能够让我们能够进入神的国。
And if we look into the eight different kind of blessing, the kingdom of heaven is mentioned in the first blessing and the last blessing.
我们如果看到这八福，我们可以知道，天国在第一节跟最后一节，在第八节都有讲到天国。
And the requirement is different.
那不同的必要条件。
The first blessing talk about the kingdom of God requirement is poor in spirit.
所以第一个进天国的条件就是必须要内心虚极。
But the last blessing talk about the kingdom of God requirement is being persecuted for the sake of righteousness.
那最后一个进天国的条件呢，是为义 受逼迫。
So what does that mean?
那为义受逼迫是什么意思
？Even I have the poor in spirit.
虽然我的内心很谦虚。
But eventually, if I want really go into the kingdom of heaven, I need to have the eight requirement.
那我如果真的要进入天国，我还必须要有八个必要的条件。
Eight,
我必须要有最后一个第八个。必要条件
Which means I'm waiting to be persecuted for the sake of righteousness.
那就是我愿意来受逼迫，是为了神的义。
When Stephen was going to be stoned to death,
当斯蒂凡他即将被石头打死
he actually had nothing wrong.
他事实上并没有做什么错事。
That's called being persecuted for the sake of righteousness.
那就是为义受逼迫。
But he was waiting to pay a price.
他愿意付那个代价。
Even I die, I'm not going to deny for Jesus.
那他愿意，就算他死，他也不愿意来违抗主耶稣。
So before he gave up the last breath, he saw the heaven open.
当他在最后一口气的时候，他看到天开了。
Jesus Christ was waiting for him.
因为主耶稣在等他。
But in the last moment, if Stephen gave up his faith,
那换一个角度，如果斯蒂凡他当时放弃了他的宗教信仰
，Don't stone me. I'm not going to believe in Jesus.
如果他告诉那些要打他的人说，不要用石头打我，我不认识主耶稣。
Then the heaven will not be open.
那他在最后他就不会看到天国开天开了。
So this is called the narrow path.
这个就是所谓的窄门。
We have to pay a price.
我们必须要付代价的。
And eventually that price can be our life.
那最后这个所付的代价呢，却让我们得到永生。
We willing to pay.
因为我们愿意得到。我们愿意得到我们愿意付代价。
If we are willing, then the kingdom of God is ours.
如果我们愿意付这个代价，那天国就是我们的。
So the blessing is very valuable.
所以神的祝福是非常有价值的。
But the way is narrow.
但是那个路是窄的。
It's difficult.
非常困难。
That is first thing in beatitude.
那是第一个八福。
Let's come back to see another verse. Matthew chapter 6, verse 24.
请翻开马太福音第六章二十四节。
No one can serve two masters, for either will hate.The one and love the another, or else he will be loyal to one and despise the other. You cannot serve the two mammon, God and mammon.
一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是恶这个爱那个，就是重这个轻那个。你们不能又侍奉神，又侍奉马门。
So-called narrow path means.In our life, you cannot serve two masters.
所谓的窄门就是在我们的生命当中，我们不能侍奉两个主。
One is God.
一个是神。
The other is mammon.
一个是马门。
Money.
马门就是钱。
Where is the money?
财富。
The money come from our job.
我们的钱从哪里来？是从我们的工作来的。
Come from our career.
从我们的事业。
So that means.When we try to walk in this spiritual path,
当我们在走这个属灵的道路
if we put our career as important as God,
如果我们将我们的事业跟神放一样的重要
we were not able to finish the journey.
我们没有办法走完神国的路
So, how can we determine whether this job is good or not?
我们怎么样能够决定这个工、这个事业、这个工作是对的或错的
？If this job even give me a high pay after 10 years working in the company, my faith will go down.
如果这个工作付我很高的薪水，但是十年后我的属灵生命却没有了。
Then this is not a good job.
那这个工作并不是好的工作。
So eventually we'll determine a job is good or not, not only based on pay or promotion.
如果我们来决定一个工作的好坏，并不是光是看工作的工资跟他的晋升的机会。
We will determine by another point of view, which means will that affect my spiritual pursuit?
那我们要从这个工作是不是能够让我们的属灵的路走得更稳当？
If this high pay job will not affect my spiritual pursuit, then let it be. It can be a blessing of God.
就算那个工作是很好，却没有办法在让我们在属灵的追求上进步，那我们不应该选择那个工作。
Then we have to, one thing we have to think about, why do we have to work?
那我们要在思想为什么我们要工作。
If you study verse 25 onwards,
如果我们来看看这个25节。
He talk about don't worry about what you eat, what you drink, what you wear.
主耶稣告诉我们不要担忧我们吃什么、喝什么、穿什么。
The reason we have to work hard is because to earn the money to fulfill our need.
我们认为我们努力的工作是为了要能够满足我们的需求。
But why we should choose a job which will not affect our faith?
为什么我们要选择一个工作不会影响到我们的信仰生活？
Fundamental reason, because everything is under the control of our Father in heaven.
因为我们知道一个基本的问题，就是任何事情都是在神的控制之下。
God will feed the sparrow at birds.
主耶稣神他会喂养那个最小的那一只麻雀。
We are more precious than a bird.
我们比一只麻雀还要更贵重。
God will take care of us.
主耶稣会照顾我们的生活。
God will adorn a lily in the wilderness to be so beautiful.
主耶稣会将那个旷野变成非常美丽。
So,
主耶稣装饰那百合花
God will,
非常的美丽。
God will take care of us.
主耶稣会照顾我们。
So we believe God will take care of us. That is the fundamental reason why we should not put our job more important than God or equal important than God.
我们必须要相信神一定会照顾我们，所以我们不要将我们的工作放在比神更重要的考虑。
So this is called narrow path.
这个就是所谓的窄门。
When there's a conflict, we don't make a decision.
当这两个目的冲突的时候，我们怎么样做决定呢？
And the decision not based on how much I can get.
这个决定的主要的关键不是在我们能够赚多少钱。
The decision is based on what will that affect my relation with God.
那个决定是要放在我们跟神的关系是不是会受影响。
So this is called narrow path.
这个就是所谓的窄门。
Let's look into another point of view.
我们再看看另外一个观点。
Chapter 6.
第六章。马太福音第六章。
Chapter 5.
马太福音第五章。
Verse 20.
二十节。
Chapter 5, verse 20.
马太福音第五章二十节。
I say to you that unless your righteousness exceeds that of the righteousness of scribes and Pharisees, you will by no means enter the kingdom of God.
我告诉你们，你们的义若不胜于文士和法利赛人的义，断不能进天国。
So what does a narrow path mean?
那什么是窄门的意思呢？
Means our righteousness has to exceed the righteousness of scribes and Pharisees.
那是说我们的义一定要胜过文士跟法利赛人。
So what does that mean?
那是什么意思?
So start from verse 21, we talk about a few examples.
那从21节开始就讲一些举例。
Actually, the verse 21 onwards quote is the Ten Commandments.
第21节其实是讲到其中十诫的一诫。
Pharisees emphasize Ten Commandments too.
法利赛人他们也很注重十诫。
So the verse 21 says, do not kill, do not murder.
二十一节讲到不可杀人。
Yes, Pharisees never murder other people.
是啊，法利赛人他们也不曾杀人。
Then what does then the righteousness exceed the Pharisees?
那怎么样才能够让我们的义能够胜过法利赛人的义呢？
Not only we should not murder outward.
不是在外表上不要去杀人。
That means.Inwardly, we have no hatred.
那是在讲我们的内心不可以去恨人。
That's not easy.
那不是容易的。
Pharisees did not kill Jesus by his own hand, by their own hand.
法利赛人他们并不是用他们自己的手来杀害主耶稣。
But they hate Jesus Christ.
但是他们却是恨主耶稣。
They used 30 pieces of silver. Try to change the heart of Judas.
他们法利赛人用30个银子来改变犹大的心。
So he sold Jesus Christ.
所以他收买了犹大的心。
So what is the narrow path?
所以什么是窄门?
In our heart, we should never hate others.
在我们的内心，我们应该。不要去恨人。
It's not deep. It's not easy.
那不是容易的。
Don't kill. It's easy.
不杀人是容易的。
Don't hate. It's not easy.
不恨人是不容易的。
And 27 onwards.
二十七节以下。
It's talk about do not commit adultery.
二十七节讲不要犯奸淫。
To observe this commandment is not difficult.
能够遵守这个诫命是容易的。
But 28 onward is difficult.
但是28节以后就不容易。
We should not have lustful thought.
我们不应该有淫念。
And this is so called the righteousness exceed the Pharisees.
这个就是我们所谓的义超过法利赛人的义。
Right now, a lot of entertainment. If we remove the violence and sex from that entertainment, you have nothing to watch.
我们现在很多的娱乐，如果把这个暴力跟色情拿掉的话，就没有什么吸引人的。
So the righteousness exceed the Pharisee means.If this entertainment will cause me a lustful thought, I'm not going to watch it.
所以我们所谓的窄门，我们的义超过法利赛人的义，就是如果这个娱乐可以让我们让我们产生淫念，我们就不要去看。
It's not easy.
这不容易。
So the path is narrow.
所以这个路程是窄的。
So the next one is talk about if one part of your body causes you to go into the hell, you have to cut it off.
再来就讲到如果我们身体的某一个部分让我们能够不行也能够下地狱的话，我们就要将那个部分的肢体切掉。
So what does that mean?
那什么意思?
Whatever will cause a sin, that career, that entertainment, that style had to be cut off.
所以无论是娱乐或者是我们的工作或任何一项能够让我们离开神，那我们就应该要禁止不去做。
Because our goal is eternal life.
因为我们的目标是永生。
It's not easy. So this is called narrow gate.
这也是窄门的一项。
So chapter 5 to chapter 7 talk about a lot of blessing.
所以我们在马太福音第五章到第七章讲到很多的祝福。
But it's also talk about a very tough decision waiting for us to make.
那也讲到很多困难的决定我们即将要做的。
And that is the price we have to pay.
那就是我们要付出的代价。
In order to receive blessing.
才能够得到神的祝福。
In order to get eternal life.
才能够得到永生。
And that's called narrow gate and narrow path.
这就是我们所谓的窄门跟窄的路。
Let's sing it.
请唱诗200首。
200.